the last Simon Hilchos Nida, so Reish. That relates to the act of toggling with respect to the bracha, the Birchas HaTvila. So we know in the first source, the famous Gemara in Pesachim, Zayin Amud Beis, Gemara says, Damar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol HaMitzvos Mevorach Alein Over La'Asiyoson. All the mitzvahs in the Torah, we make the bracha, the Birchas HaMitzvah, prior to the performance of the mitzvah. Over La'Asiyoson. It's an unusual word, Over La'Asiyoson. My mashma the high over lishna the agdumehu. The Gemara asks, where do you see it? The word over means agdumeh. Rashi tells us in the second source. Pesachim Zayin Amud Beis, over means kodim. Okay, but how do the Gemara? How do we know? Over is a funny word to use. So the Gemara brings a few psukim. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Amar Kor Vayora Tzachimad Derek Hakir Kikar Vayah Averes Akushi. He passed by. Kodmo, he got in front of him. That's what the Rashi says, and the same Rashi over quotes that pasuk Kadmo or Misas Avshon. That's what that story was. Abayo Mehacha, and pasuk in the Chumash. Who over lives Nehem? By in Vayishlach, right? That's when Yaakov when he divided everybody up. So over lives Nehem. Yibayisem Mehacha Vayavor Malkom lives Nehem by Shem Baroshon. Okay, Yachtim Lelech Barosh all means in the front of. Okay, what do they use the word over? This is a side point, not for here, but there's a difference. Over means before, but the assumption is right before, as opposed to well before. In other words, it's not just over Lasiyosan prior to, but it should be just prior to, just before the performance of the mitzvah. Let's say you put it on tefillin, so you don't. Let's say you have your tefillin in your hand, so now you make the bracha on the next tefillin. And then you unwrap the tefillin, then you take off your jacket and roll up your sleeve and then put it on. So that's too early, right? It's, even though it's before, but it's too much before. So it means right before. Okay. And the Gemara says, Bei Rav Ami Chutz Min HaTvila V'Shofar. There are two mitzvahs an exception to the rule. The mitzvah of tefillah, you don't say the bracha before, and also the kish shofar, you don't say the bracha before. So Bishlam HaTvila Dakata Gavar Lo Chaz. I understand tefillah, because right now the person is not right to say a bracha. That's what we assume right now. Look at the Rashi. Dakati gavar lo chazik. Go on tefillas balei keri. Right, somebody's tummy. So he's not right now fit to make a bracha. And he says the kaimelon, the brachas chavim beisha also the divrei Torah bracha. The ezra tikan tefillah balei keri in the divrei Torah. Mishum ha'hu tefillah. Now here's the key. Rashi adds umishum ha'hu tefillah tikun bechol tefillas brachas on myself. In other words, because of this din by Balkari, so we say that all tefillahs are always done, the bracha is always done after the Maisa tefillah, not before. Even though the same logic may not apply, that's what the Gemara assumes at this point, Gavar lo chazi. So even though other occasions where the person is, just because you're Tomei doesn't mean you can't make a bracha. There's a special din by Balkari, but ordinarily a Tomei person is not precluded from making a bracha, but we make a sort of a low plug, right? That's what Rashi says. Mishum ahu tefillah, tikun b'chol ha-tefillahs b'chol ha-son b'so. Then the Gemara says, okay, I understand that, but tefillah, what about shofar? El shofar my time. Shofar my time. So the Gemara asks, v'chita, the Gemara says, v'chita, mishum dil mekalkal tekiyah, because maybe you'll mess up. It'll end up being a bracha l'atoy. You try and blow the shofar, nothing will come out. The guy will sputter, and no sound comes out, a bracha l'atoy. Maybe that's what we're concerned about. So the Gemara says, if that's true, so then, yachya filo shchita. So say about shchita, maybe he'll try to shech the animal. It'll turn out that it was an improper shchita. Or even more, frightening Mila Nami, maybe the Mila also. Maybe something get messed up, it won't be a kosher Mila, it won't cut off enough or whatever. See, Elam Rav Chista, Chutz Min HaTvila Bilvadit, you have to correct it, it's Chutz Min HaTvila only. The others, you make the bracha, you do the best you can. If it's a problem, it's not a bracha Vatala retroactively, you didn't do the job. You did the best you could, right? But the only exception, Tvila Tanya Mehochi, Tovol V'Ola Baliyoso, Omer Baruch HaShem Kishon V'Sov V'Zon Ala Tvila. Tovol V'Ola means you go into the mikveh, you come out, on the way out, afterwards, mean Lachar Tvila. So it's just Tvila, that's the one and only exception. That's the Gemara that we have. The side point, anything about shofar, a total side point, but this is really the only Gemara, it's parenthetically, the only Gemara that indicates Medina the Gemara that there's a bracha and shofar altogether. We never find a discussion in the Gemara about the bracha and shofar at all. And some will point out that the bracha mikveh, because shofar is really blown, the ikar din of shofar is al sedar brachas. And the Shulchan Aruch says no bracha. Let's say the tekiah, some shuls blow in the tekiahs the umar also, right? In the tefillah belachas also. And so far, you ever see that? You see them, they blow in the sound shrine, so it's the Mishra to Yisrael, huh? That's a duo, I've never been there, but you'll see them do that. Okay. Right. Not something I was hoping to do necessarily. I wouldn't mind going to Uman, just not on Rosh Hashanah. So anyway, but it's chassidim, even in other places, born in South Rice, right? The Rav thought it was correct. I think Maimonides also did like that. But most shuls don't, most Ashkenazim don't, as far as them do. So when do you make the bracha? So we have a tekiyas that we blow before the Shemoneh Esrei, we call it tekiyas to Miyushav, after the Haftarah, before Musaf. That's, according to many, a later institution. We make the bracha already there, but what, the Gemara never heard of that, it looks like, those brachas, according to some. Anyway, so but here you do have a reference to bracha and shofar. But be that as it may, it's not correct. Anyhow, the Gemara concludes only in Tvila, you make afterwards. That's what Rashi says, and we kind of have a low pluk, okay? Which indicates that birchas tefillah should be started by a woman as well. So you need it. It's not precluded from making a bracha. But nonetheless, kind of the low pluk, all tefillahs have that din, they make the bracha afterwards. So says Rashi. It's an exception to the rule, the overlas yosin. Period. Tosas, the Arab Sochem Zaman based, third source, says, Al tefillah omer ben chanan al b'shem hagon, dafke b'tefillahs ger. Says, no, the whole exception of tefillah is dafke by a ger. The lo chazi kon tefillah, the lo motzil memer, but tzivonu. It's not even about even it's not a ger can't make a bracha. How is he going to say a shekin the shaman tzav tzivon? He's not Jewish yet, so it's a lie. He can't say v'tzivonu, so he can't. Akati nochriu, aval shar chay v'tzivonu. Even balkeri, you know balkeri chadur mutal levarich. He quotes a different gemara that we assume like katosa sabik abihuda balkeri shiachol is pal levarich lemon kolam tefila. So therefore, according to what Tosa is saying, according to Ben Chananel, the name of one of the gonim. He says, no, you know, a woman and anybody else who goes to the mikveh should make the bracha before, like any other situation. Make a bracha over lasiyosan. Either Morris says tefillah is an exception. No, it's talking about tefillah a ger. As a technicality, can't say the bracha before. I think I'm saying the word asher kedushah mitzvah mitzvah. I'm not even Jewish yet. It's a strange situation. It's an anomaly. You have no choice. He has to say it afterwards. But the nida has a choice. Now, nonetheless, alfa b'chal marid, there ain't ligor b'noshim shvachas achar tefillah. But apparently the minig was a minig, at least in some places, women taka also made the bracha afterwards, and the rewrites don't get upset about it, since the tefillah sager, so lo chilku, they got a low plug. And then he adds, v'chein ben tefillah sadaim, same thing ben tefillah sadaim, we make the bracha, we as Ashkenazim make the bracha, we wash the tefillah sadaim for hamotzi, we make the bracha after washing hands, right? We don't make a bracha before. Make the bracha afterwards. Why? Because lo chilku ben tefillah sachar beis hakisa, lo motzi levar kodim. After you use the bath and the hands are dirty and so on, so then you can't make the bracha, so you have to wash first and make the bracha afterwards. So therefore, they made it kind of a low plug, same idea. And then he adds something else, by the Tilos Adayim, in a certain sense, it is over Lasiyos, the way we do it too, because the mitzvah isn't completed until you dry your hands. We make the bracha, right? We make the bracha on Tilos Adayim for Suda after you wash, before you dry, right in between. So it's over Lasiyos in the sense that the Niguv is necessary, quotes from Mort Sota, Ochal Lechem Elo Niguv Adayim, Kilo Ochal Lechem Tamis. So you have to dry your hands too. Okay, fine. Anyway, so Tilos Adayim is also one of those exceptions, at least according to some. By the way, according to Rambam, it's not. And I think many Sfarad didn't make the bracha until the time before they wash. We have the exception. We follow this, we Ashkenazim, but not everybody follows it. Huh? I think so. I think at least some Sfarad they make the bracha until the time. Before he washes? Could be?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know. I never talked about it. I wonder why, because... okay. I mean, I should try them to do like that. They wash. The Rambam is pretty consistent. I mean, he says everything. Another Nafka Minu Selim came across, Adlokas Neiris on Shabbos. The Ashkenazim, we also make the bracha after. They cover their eyes so they can't see it, but they make the bracha afterwards, but it's fine and don't. Anyway, so, yeah. The Eish Mepharshim, the Chol Tvilas Kamer, the Gavra Lochazi, the Kodum Shor Lamayim, and the Tzorch Levar, the Dilmam Shubis. He says that some say by all Tvilas, in a way, there's a problem. You don't want to make the bracha before because maybe Dilma Shubi Asusu Demaya Mimna Velotavo. He says you have no choice to make the bracha afterwards because before, and you're going to make the bracha, then you get afraid. You won't go into the wall. It'll be freezing cold. Forget it, I'm not going to the mikveh now. I'll wait till later. I'll warm up a little bit. So you want to be a bracha at all. On the other hand, Achar Shireid, Azu Orem. You have to go down. You're naked. You can't make a bracha on that. That's what we see later this year. But also the bracha, we should deliver all this error. There's got to be some separation between your heart, where your heart is, and where the makom erva is, and you're in the water. There's nothing separating you. We'll come back to that point later. Okay, well, that's what Tosa says. Lamaisa, Tosa quotes the practice that it's all Rashi said by all tefillas brichas on himself. Tosa quotes different opinion. Ben Chanan says in the name of the Gonim, no, you make the bracha tefillah before going in. It's just tefillah sager. You know, they say no, tefillah sager serves as the paradigm of the low plug. Okay. This is a Gemara Brachas Nun Aleph from an Aleph. Boy, the name of Chista Mishacha B'Shasal Aberch. This is talking about Berch Zanenin. Okay, but anyway, the Gemara says, the Gemara there quotes our situation. The Tanya Tovol V'Ola Omer B'Liyasa Baruch Hashem. Gemara, that's what the Tosfos is referring to, right? It says Tovol V'Ola Omer B'Liyasa Baruch Hashem Kishon Zal Atila. And with all of you, it's not the same. Hasa Mikar Gavra Chazi, Hacha Mikar Gavra Chazi, Holy Yidchi. The person, should he make the bracha? Should he make a bracha? That's first the whole question, is it the same by Berchas Hananin as by Berchas Hamitzvah? That's a big shmuz by itself. I told you I wrote an article on Brachas of Olas Yosem, so that someone make the connection. This Gemara seems to apply. There's a Rosh Bo here. But anyway, the point is, the Gemara wants to make a comparison and say that just like by eating also, you can make the bracha, Malzi, Berchas Hayayim, whatever, afterwards, just like you can make the bracha afterwards by Tefillah. And the Gemara says, no, by Tefillah is different. You couldn't have made it before. Couldn't make it before. He could have made it. He just forgot. So it's not the same thing. But anyway, what I want to point out is that Tosus there, in the Nalef Medalef. See, Tosus, it seems in Psachim, is really non-committal. He just quotes the different shitas, right? Tosus says that when Chananel said, it's only by Tfilas Ager that you have to make the brachas, by everything else you make before, like the regular rule of Overlas Yosan. Then he says, but the Re says, don't get upset. Some women do it like that. And he has other reasons. So he's kind of non-committal. But the Tosus in Nunalf, that's on Pesachim Zayin and Beis. And Nunalf and Bracha is Dimas and Mikara. There, Tosus is Tema, but Otome Eno Osovar. Okay. And so he said, here he says, Veishamah, the Mairi B'Tvila is Gerim. When they Osa Tvila, Hitzvichu L'chol Shar Tvilos L'varach Achar Tvila. Here, the Tosus and Brachos and Aleph and Aleph seems to hold more like the way Rashi holds Pesachim Dav Zayin. You know what I'm saying? I'm just pointing out, the Tosus and Pesachim Dav Zayin is kind of non-committal as to how the Balei Tosus themselves hold. The Re just says, Ein Ligor, don't get upset. But here, it sounds like Tosus says, M'pnei Osa Tvila, Tzvicha L'chol Shar Tvila, L'varach L'achar Tvila. And M'chem and Tosus, I'm comparing to the Beis HaKisei and so on. All right, therefore, no gulam levar kol shar b'chadai machar until the same thing. So I'm just saying, it looks from here that Tosus agrees with Rashi. Tosus, at least the Tosus and Brachas, and it's Lav Davka, the same Balei Tosus that wrote it. I'm just saying, you know, in Pesachim, it's kind of non-committal. Here, Tosus says more emphatically that they agree that lechol, by all tefillahs, the Brachas after the tefillah. That's also the sheet of the Bahag, 7, right? So in Mem Aleph, Lachos Gosem, and Mem Aleph, Lachos Nida, v'chad salka mitvila. When you complete, when you come out of the tefillah, Michai v'lebruchi d'tanya, tovol v'ola b'liyos, om v'brocha shikasom z'ol ala tefillah. So the Bahag also holds that way. Okay, now, what about the concern of, well, we'll see. So the concern of having no clothes on, so here, we'll come to the Ravan in a second, okay, because... again, they're assuming that all these Rishonim are assuming that you are making the bracha on tefillah afterwards. There is a mishnah in Chala, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, source 8. Ha'isha yosheves v'kotze chalasa aruma. Okay, neishichol l'chasas as v'lo ish. A woman can be mafresh chala, which has no clothes on. Let's say the woman, you know, she's working a lot of dough and doesn't want to get all of her clothes, so she works with, you know, with no clothes on. She's sitting there with no clothes on. So it says, Kotze Chalos, which is Mafresh Chalos, that's what the bartender explains. There are 9, right? And by the way, it says, Ishul Kamina Filo Nida, right? Because Nida can make a bracha. But Kotze Chalos Aruma, Mafreshes Chalos, Umareches Ala Frosha. Not like, can she separate Chalos? There's a bracha. Lafresh Chalos Menisa, the women who bake, you know, if you bake the requisite amount, you have to make a bracha. There's different shiurim, whatever. There's a minimum shiur for Afreshes Chalos, then there's a machlokas. So we're machber a certain. About, I think, 3 pounds already, we do our first challah, but they have to have close to 5 pounds for a bracha. I forgot the exact amounts. But in any event, you can do it. But the bartender says, "Vahu sheponeh shomata tochos bakarka." As long as the base of erva is flush against the ground, because they can't really see it. V'chol ervos mechusa. And she can have no clothes on, but the base of erva is covered. The woman physiologically. You know, the Mokamat Tuma, the Mokamat Turfa is completely covered by the ground. Also, Ha'agavos, Ein Boi Meshum Erva Lin Brocha. Ha'agavos is the buttocks, the rear end. Then, Ein Boi Meshum Erva Lin Brocha. Aval Ish, Ein Yochel Baruch Arm, She Efshol L'chaz Ervas, She Voltim Ha'beitzim Ha'gid. But the male physiology, male testicles and the organ, you know, you can't, it's not covered by the ground when you sit down. Okay. So, the Gemara in Brocha is Chav Dalam Adalaf. The Ratzimur got that from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Okay, I'll come down. Rav Lema Messiah Lerahuna. They're talking about whether the Biran is considered the Arabic for this purpose. And so, Aisha Shazza Kosachas, Arum of Nation, Kolachas, but I'm a Karka, but all Aish. Turkum of Nachmaritza Kilon Show Ponea Tochos Bakarka. Ponea Shamata, meaning as Rashi explains. Ordinarily, you can't make a bracha when you have no clothes on. But the woman can sit ishi yoshev as muteres. She be shivasa panei shomata mechusim bekarka. But avelo ish they shabetsim agibolta and they're in. Okay, and that's how the Rashi explains that the fact about the event. So that's the riot to Rahuna, which is not our problem now. And kegoshen panei tochos dvukos mechusas bekarka. Right, Dvukos means when she's sitting down, it's like almost like she's stuck to the ground, so to speak. So you can't see the base of Erva. Fine. Now, the idea is, the Miri explains, she has to sit in a certain way. The Miri there in Brochus, Chavtam and Allah, he's also Mashi Tano, he says, V'cheina isha yeshevas ala karka v'kotzal chazor v'mnei sheyecholo l'chazos p'nei shemata v'karka retonom ha-shetishva raglev v'sheo kerech, says she sits in such a way that her legs are together. And therefore, Makom Erosim is kasa. It's covered up not only by the ground, but by her body also. She positions her thighs and her body in such a way you can't see that part of the body, which a man can't do. Okay, with that in mind, so let's take a look now at the Ravan. Okay, the Ravan in the Nida Simon Shin Chofchas 13, right? Acharei Trilo, Tevorech Ala Trilo. He also agrees. It's after the Trilo you make the bracha. Kishiomedes Piso Hamayim. Okay? You can do it while she's standing in the water. Im hem amukim, it's only deep enough. She mechasin es libo. It covers where her heart is, right? Im hem achurin, and also they have to be kind of like murky water. Okay, not clear water, murky water. Sluin, and if they're clearer water, then ochron braglel. She kind of makes, she move her feet around, cause bubbles, you know, movement in the water, so she, you know, it's not clear. Okay? Vilotzolim, if you mo matzah achrino, but if you can't, then tilbosh chaluko. She should put on some sort of a garment. Ba'od raglev amayim. Why do you want to do this? What's the reason to do it right away? Because kadei shetei brocha smuch latvila. In other words, even what he's telling us, we haven't seen so far. Rashi, Tosas, they said you make the brocha. The Bahag said you make the brocha afterward. How long afterwards? Later on, when she gets all dressed, the little big time lapse between the mitzvah and the brocha. So the Ravan is telling us, I agree that you do it after, but it's got to be right after. It's an exception to the rule. Ordinarily, got to do the mitzvah, the brocha, over lasiyosa, right before the mitzvah. Okay, for whatever reason we don't do it here, we learn from Tfilas Ager, that becomes the paradigmatic of all Tfilas. Good, but you still got to do it where there's some connection to the mitzvah, not 20 minutes later. He says, well, either when you're still in the water, if you can find a way to, we'll get back to this, find a way to, you know, make it not clear, or if it's murky water to begin with, like in a river, some kind of a, you know, a mayim or something. But also, kadeshet tehei, brocha smucha tevila. So do it, put a garment on, but your feet can still be in the water. Put something over the rest of you, a towel, a robe, or something. Okay? Really good? Yeah. Now, the Ravan writes, but v'kodem tevila lo tavarech. But no brocha beforehand. Gemara says you don't make a bracha on tefillah before, and the Tanan told all of the also bracha on tefillah, right? Mishum dakati gavel chazit tamehu v'aramu. Okay, and he says it's tameh and your aram. That's why you can't make the bracha before. And he quotes a mission truma that five people can't they shouldn't give truma if they do it's valid, and one of them is an aram, and the Yerushalmi there in truma there's no Babli in truma, but the Yerushalmi there in truma is. Says that some of the problem is because it's they can't make a bracha, some of them can't do the mitzvah. Anyway, bottom line is Aram shouldn't do it, but you still want to do it afterwards. How can you do it? Okay, the answer is so either you're in the water still, or you put the garment on, your feet are still in the water, etc. Good. Now he says v'yesh mefarshim the hard to tell all of us to fill his ger by. The Ravan was not unaware of the other shita. He said that some say it's only by tefillas ger, okay, etc. And I, because he's stuck, because lo chazi lemei mashek hashon son, etc. The katan and Scottish mitzvahs adshi yitbol. He doesn't have kedusha shvel until he goes in the mikvah. Ava kol shar tmeim mevarche kodem tefillah. But everyone else, including Nida, can make a bracha beforehand. Okay, like a Nida can make a bracha for shes chala when she has no clothes on. Right? You understand the comparison? And you're going to tell me Nida can't make a bracha on him, but Farish and Gemara, that a Nida can make a bracha on Rosh Hashanah. So she also make the bracha on Tefillas Nida. Okay, but he writes, nonetheless, below Nehira. Because he doesn't appear like that from the Gemara. The Rabban says, otherwise, the Gemara should have said what it meant. If it's brachas over Las Yosin and Chutz Mitzvilas, should have said what? Chutz Mitzvilas, Ger. Say so. Right? Im Ker, Abel Afusha, Chutz Mitzvilas, Ger. Umi the Sarsam, Shmamino, Tzvilas, Kol Tmei Amari. Okay, that's the Rabban. So he said, look, what can I tell you? The Gemara says Chutz Mitzvilas. Gemara should have said Chutz Mitzvilas, Ger, if that's all it meant. Once it said Chutz Mitzvilas, we understand it's everybody. Okay? Anyway, that's the. That is the Ravan agrees with that shita. The Meiri, in that Sugim Pesachim Zaman Bei Zil Masel Kolam Mitzvahs, writes: Mekol Mokum Gedola Rabbanim Kosus Shemachas Shetilas Bal Keri Huskan Abrocha Lachat Tefila Afu Chol Brochas Kain V'Chein Dasa Tosus Achas Shetilas Ger Gam Kain Huskan Kain V'Ani Omer the Ramir himself Shemin Adin Ein Roy Lebarach Ela Achar Tefila. I agree that I also say that the Min Adin you shouldn't make the brocha till afterwards. And even though Anida can make the bracha on Hafreshes Challah, yeah, okay, so lo higi is man tefilosa. Because at that point, she can't get out of being Anida, so she can make the bracha when she's still Anida. She also has a mitzvah. She's doing a mitzvah. Ain roi lafkias, brichosim, kolokol. Okay, don't eliminate the bracha. Aval tefila, she bo achshav v'taher. Now she's coming to become tar. Right? It's kind of, what the Miri is saying, it's kind of a b'dievet. Right, the fact about Farshas Challah, we let her make the bracha. Okay, because she's doing the mitzvah. She's not eligible to become Torah right now. Okay, she'll make the bracha when she's Anita. But here she's about to become Torah. So Noachol should tempt it. I should just wait 5 minutes and then become Torah. And the bracha with Tchuvah L'Tfilah, Kodesh Tisnagid. Okay, and he doesn't say about doing it when you feast in water, but at least when you're still wet. Right, before you dry off. She make the bracha right when she comes out before she dries off. Kodesh Tisnagid. You see that? Okay, Shakosha's Efshel ibn Akias, Yasha Kocha, right? She can do it, but it's out of state of Tara, it's better like that. Okay, and he says, Bahariah, but in the Tils of Daim also, we'd make the bracha till after the, you know, till afterwards. Okay, he says, Yvarach Acha Anigo. All right, anyway, I'm the Tils of Daim, our problem. Now, all I'm saying is that it's better to do it in that circumstance. So, Chain Iker says the Miri, and therefore, that's the opinion of these Rishon. So, we had Rashi, Tosus, the Bahag, the, Meiri and the Rava, right? However, what?
Meiri,
she
tells you, made
Rava
after
Nigu. Even by that's what he says, yeah. Okay, now, yeah, that's what it looks like. I mean, it doesn't elaborate, I'm not sure. Most of the other Gonim and the Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, the proper time, if it's only Tfilas Agir. Okay, but the proper time to do a bracha and tefillah is before you go in. So Tosus in Chulin, Kuflam Vav and Beis, Divul Masel Krabi Loi, 15 quotes from Rav Haigon, Pirush Rav Haigon, Hadaha Damer Pesachim Kalmitz Chulin Baruch Alein Abba Rasan Chutz Min Atfilah Hayna Bitfilas Hager, the Rabbi Yisrael Ala Kishat Tavol, the Lamotzim of Tivano Abba Bishar Tfilos Afal Pishu Tamei Mevarach Beforehand. So Rav Haigon says like that. In the Chuvas Hagaon, a different collection of the Chuvas Hagaon, Shari Chuvas to Mavav, Ava Tvila, Shimitsu, Zova, Violeta, it's Mavarchen, Macharkach, Tovlin. Okay? I, the Gemara, Tvila is an exception, that's only Tvila's Ger, and that's it. He has Ger and Eved, the same idea. Okay? You with me? Shari Chuvas, Simon, Reish, Beis. Interesting. Okay, he has a Chuvah here. Kol Echad, Recha, Tovbe, everyone, Kippurim, Valiasum, Litbo, Mavarch, Ala Tvila. Quote someone who says an Erev Kippur, you make the bracha afterwards, okay? But we don't make a bracha at all. I'm talking about men going to make the Erev Kippur. So the Ritz Geis, Rav Yitzchak Mgeis Zal, the Tefila Zu came and shenem itakhanus chomer rishon lo bas bracha. It's only a minig, and then a bracha altogether, okay? And therefore, there's no bracha beforehand, and. In any event, he said, if there would be a bracha, it would be beforehand, okay? But the Lamaisa wouldn't make a bracha in a minute. But that also says, right? Shar chai betilos make karma barchi. So the Or Zeruah correctly notes, okay, based on Reish Nun Vav 18, while a tefila nechleku go to Yisrael. So my focus, yesh omer with the tefila ger bilvad bracha nach tefila, okay? Because shud akati gavalo chazi, I will need the, it's okay. There's no reason. Lama lo tavarach over lasiyosam. Why shouldn't she make the bracha over lasiyosam? Okay, at least the chalapachas b'shas hefshe chalukah, right? Maybe she's also very robot, but right before then, the Yesh Amud Lo Chilku Ben Tvila Tvila. And he says, V'chein Ani Rav Yelomar Adlokas Ner B'Shabbos. Okay, he applies it to the Adlokas Ner Shabbos. She make the bracha before. Okay, he says he thinks she make the bracha before here also. Har Minig and Ashkenaz is not like that. Okay, but there was a rule says they should make the bracha before, and just because we assume maybe it's a couple like the Bahag, there's a couple of Shabbos the moment you make the bracha, and he disagrees with that whole Yisod. But in any event, there is a rule. Moses seems to say the bracha should be before. The Rif says before Shemsachim Dalam and Aleph on the page of the Rif, Harmer Behuda, etc. quotes the Gemara that all brachas over the son chutz min atvila bilbad. My time the Akati Gavel Ochazi. And in Farshal Arbonon, he says in the third line, the Betfilas Ger Bilvad, Avashar Chai Betfilas Bavorach and Vachar Chachtolin, like the Raya from Chalas, no problem making a bracha. So the Rif also says the brachas before the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, in the Sefer Yoshar, Chelak HaChidushim, Simen Tof Vavov, on this Gemara Psochem writes, Hocham Alimori Da Filu Tovu Tovel Tzorch Lavorach, Kodem Tvila. Okay, and it's okay. You chol in the baruch alpha b'shalot tiaru. Even though she's still at the miri, he said, you know, well, let's wait till she becomes tar. But I mean, right, that was at miri. But better to do when she's going to become clean already. She's about to wait 3 minutes. She'll make the baruch when she's clean. But the time, not worried about that. It's okay. Alpha b'shalot tiaru. But ruin hain. To chazin, the zovin, mitzorin, bo, and idos, mutarim, likus, matara. All these people can, can read from the Torah, and therefore there's no issue. And as far as the Gemara's Pesachim is concerned, that's only by a gear. That's what Tom holds also. Okay. Because he can't say Sheikh Hashem Tzivotzivonu. And at the end, he writes, strongly, look at the last two lines there of that Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, it's a mistake. And look what he says here. That's not the Sfarim, it's a bit of time. Maybe that's a Shetol. Okay, it's among Ashkenazi Gedolim also. It's a toast, a mistake. Okay? In Hilchos Nida, getting to specifically the Nida, the Rabbi, the Balai Nefesh, in Shar HaTvila, Simon Gimel, writes in 21, the Kosov Balalocha, he quotes the Bahag, Kedetobel Yitzel V'Solkel Brucha, etc., Rab Son Achrina, but other Rabbos Achrina, the Rif, says, Mekame Titzel, we should make it before, because we have a general rule, the Kolam is Eskul Vrachal and Ovar Asiyosan, okay, and I, it says, Chutz Mitzvila, means only Tzvila Zager, but a Nida can make a bracha, the Raya from, so that's how the Raya holds also. The Kedush Aran says there, Pesachim Zaman Beis, he quotes that Rashi holds that it's, we make a low plug, Tikno Bekulon, but Das Harif, Agaonim, and not like that, and therefore, especially today, we don't have Balkari anyway, so we have, it's only Tfilas Ger, and that's the only exception. The Rush, in his commentary on Pesachim, Parak Aleph Simon Yud, also kind of, it hedges his bets like Tosus. He does non-committal. Okay, he quotes the Gemara, and he mentions the Shita that holds on all Shar Chai Betulis Baruch Hachak Tovu. On the other hand, he quotes the Re. It says not to be Ein Limchos Re Mefarish Ein Limchos Benoshim Baruchos Achat Tefila. Okay, it's with a low plug, and that's by Tosus Daim. So we don't know what the Rush holds in terms of a Nida from there. But by us, in Hilchos Nida, I printed in 24, the Hilchos Nida Bekitzer, the Rosh, you know, the back of the end of Hilchos Mikvos, here in Masechus Nida, the Rosh, when Simon Beis writes, Ukeshe poshetes mabushel, kishu omedes b'chaluka, tevorech brochas eshmachem achlam, asher kishom esor ala tvila, then the tifshur chaluka v'tipol. There, in the Hilchos Nida Bekitzer, the Rosh writes, mefurish, that he sides with those who say the brochas before. Again, in Pesachim, on that Gemara, he mentions the different shitas, but here it's pretty clear how he holds. Okay, and finally, the Rambam Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin Eilecha Mitzvah Shemavarcha Achar Asiyosan Ela Tvilas Hager Bilvad Sheeni Ochalom Asher Kishon Sano Shadayin Miskadish Lonis Tavas Yipol Lefichach Asher Achish Bilvarcha Latvil Meishah Dochlin Meikar Veloi Roy Meikar. There are no exceptions. But the Tilsa Daim is not an exception. Hadlakas Neres on Shabbos is not an exception. You're looking by those demons. They're Amen Furish. It says you light, you make the bracha before lighting candles. You make the bracha before entering the Zadayim. You make the, in fact, the Rambam even holds, you make the bracha before going to the sukkah. Okay, but anyway, you can lay the sukkah. But be that as it may, the Rambam is consistent. He holds the one and only exception is Tefillas Hagira. So as we saw,
Spartans, that, Spartans actually make a bracha before the sukkah. And before they light candles?
Before they light candles, yeah. I don't know whether they follow by sukkah. Okay, I'm not sure. I don't have to check. But I think they make the bracha before going into the sukkah, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Or certainly before sitting down, huh?
So far, I'm supposed to make a bracha before sitting
down. Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah.
And then Moses
do that. Moses do it after, yeah. Then there's a shalom by Yontif, by the way, the further shalom. Because Yontif, you're allowed to light.
And also men.
So of men light, right. So men, we assume they should do, right, same shalom, but there's a whole tumult by the Lachas Nes and Yontif. In the Hagdoma to the Prisha, they write about their sons, the Prisha, write about their father, and Agaruch, they write about what a tzaddikus and what a learned woman their mother was. So they write that she had a big machlokas with the Rabbanim about the Lachas Nes and Yontif. And I forgot who said, someone says, you know, women, they don't know enough about this, and so she shouldn't have ventured an opinion. I think that'll be who says, never mind, she's right. You know, it's a whole tumult in the Poskim about Meir's son. I think it's two in positions today. I think most women have a low pull, do it like on Shabbos, but I'm not sure about that. Yeah, anyway, so the Rambam is consistent all the way. So, and the Tversik is the only exception. All right. We'll see what's up with the Shulchan Aruch shortly, but the other issue now is the issue of she's not dressed. Either way, right? I mean, she's not dressed, so where did that come into the mix? Okay, so we saw a little bit. But really, there are two issues. Number one, that the Erev is exposed, and right? And number two, now, if she's in the water, that's taken care of because it's not exposed. Okay, but the other issue is what's called Libo Roas Erva. So there's two concerns, you know what I'm saying? There are two concerns. There's with being naked. There's one that the erva is visible, so to speak, and the other is or uncovered. It's not covered. And number two, there's liboroas erva. Those are two separate concerns. Okay, you can have one without the other. Right? A woman goes into the water completely, so the erva is covered. But liboroas erva means there's a direct. There's nothing in between the place where the heart is and where the erva is. So she's submerged under the water. If she, you know, submerged under the water, then liboroas erva, right? Anyway, so what's the issue here? So that's a Mishnah and Brachas. Mishnah and Brachas, Chav Beis and Beis, 26. Yard Litpo, the issue here is reciting Kriya Shema. So the person went into the mikveh. Im yochol lalos tizkasos likos achalotea neitzachama. If there's enough time, if you realize he went into the mikveh in the morning, you know, and then realizes it's man Kriya Shema. The assumption here is the proper time to say Kriya Shema is right before neitzachama. Right, so that's and that's a discussion by itself, like I mentioned to you, but the issue is, you know, is doing it later only with the Evid. The simple reading of the Rambam is like that's the secret time. Anyway, but so if there's enough time to get out of the mikveh, not to want a woman here, it's a man saying Kriya Shema. If there's enough time to get out and cover up to say Kriya Shema before sunrise, then Yalav Yiskase V'Yikra. V'im Lav, Yiskase B'mayim V'Yikra. The Mishnah introduces us to it. You can be covered by water. Say the Kriya Shema in the mikveh, you're covered by water. But he says, "V'lo yiskasa lo b'mayim haroyim, v'lo b'mei ha'mishra." But not water, which is dirty or it smells bad, or it's ha'mishra water that stuff was soaked in, you know, cotton or flax was soaked in. That you shouldn't do. Okay, so on that mishra, the Gemara later on, chaf hamet beis.
That yeah. Word doesn't work.
If it's dirty, it's smelly, because it doesn't work for Kriya Shema, because it's foul odor. You know, it's not clean. But other than that, we have the concept of water covering. So cover the erva with water. Okay, that's a technicality. Is an issue of a Kriya Shema. It's smelly and you know, unpleasant. Okay, but on that mission, the Gemara says the following: Chof Ham Beis. How does that help? Hari libo roas erva. Good, the erva is covered by the water, but you're in the water, so libo you have a problem. Libo roas erva. So Rulezer, he tamer b'cha'acha b'abba b'aracha. Mishum Rabbeinu, but Mayim Achurin Shano. It's somewhere the water is muddy, not smelly, but it's you know, it's not clear water. Okay, the double karas mikta shloyer liboravosus. And then it's like you're wearing something, so to speak. Then Tanarabonim, Mayim Tzulim, Yeshu Behen Ad savar v'kori. If it's clear water, you can sit in the water up to your neck, right, and say Kriya Shema. V'yesh omer no, ochon v'raglo. In that situation, you gotta call, you muddy up the water. The muddy either because you kick up dirt from the bottom, or again, like bubbles, you make some, you know, it's not clear anymore. Okay, you splash around. I, Batanakama, who said you don't have to do that, Hari Liboros Erba, so he holds Kasova Liboros Erba Mutter. He holds that it's Mutter Liboros Erba. Okay? The Gemara Rashi points out, Hari Liboros Erba on Chaf Hamad Beis 28, at this point we think that any Avrish ain't Darkos Erba, so it's no good, because it's all based on the Pasuk, Lo Yera Becha Ervas Dover. Okay. The Rashba on that Gemara Brachas Chaf Hamad Beis says, of all the liberals ever, Klomar, Shahu, one second, yeah, Shahuima Erva Besochamayim, Avala Eina Roas Erva Lekalamechas, the Kemen Shahina Chutzamayim, Mistakava Chutz, Eina Roas Erva. There's two issues, we're keeping before, there's two issues, it's Libo Roas Erva, and it's Einayim Roas Erva. So the Brashpo is pointing out there's no problem with Einayim Roas Erva, because you're looking outside, you're not looking down, you're looking straight ahead. Anyway, on that, the Rambam Paskins, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, and Bikkus Krishma, Mishiyar Lippol, Yochol Lalos, Viskasukam, Shatana Tzachama, Yalav, Viskasa, Vikra, Vimayim, Mitziari, Shatana Tzachana, Kodem, Shikra, Yiskasa, Bamayim, Shomen, Vikra, Below Yiskasa, Lo Bamayim, Haroi, Shereichan, Ra, Below Bamayim, Shvelo Bamayim, Tzlulim, Nesha, Ervos, O Nearest Ben, Av Miskasa, Bamayim, Achurin, Shain, Reichan, Ra, Vikarim, Komo. Okay, the Rambam doesn't say about bubbling it up, but we'll see later. That's how others passing. Okay, but anyway, we are introduced to this problem here of libo roas erva, and that's based on another gemara in brachas chav dalmer base 31 tana rabbanon hayoshin betaliso. Okay, let's say a guy was sleeping in a talasi. Talasi doesn't mean talasi davening; it means a garment wrapped around you, a blanket or something wrapped around you. Okay, and any yochol lahoti is rosh min atzina. You're completely wrapped in it. It's freezing cold. You want to say Krishma. So chotzeitz betalisa al tzavaro, meaning there's no clothes on. That's your pajamas. Your pajama is not like we have, I don't know, people sleep in sweats today, pajama pants and a pajama shirt or something like that. Yeah, it's one, like a robe, a cloak over you. You have a blanket around you. That's the whole thing. So you're naked underneath is the point. All right? So the Gemara says, put something around the neck so that people pull some of the blanket around the neck, and you can say Krishma. V'yeshom alibo. Okay, others say no, put it around your, where your heart is, not around your neck. But Tanakama, hare libo roas erva. So he holds, libo roas erva muta, that's what we said. All right, we said it before. So how do we follow? First of all, Rashi just fills in, chotzit b'yalisol tzavaro. He says, v'yoshen orum kamar, we're talking about the guy's naked underneath that. So the Rambam Paskins, in Parag Gimel of Hichos Krishma, Malacha Yud Zayin, who kishem shehu osur keneged erva sacherim, just like you can't say Kriya Shema when other people's erva is exposed. Let's say you're in a bathhouse, so you can't say Kriya Shema when other people. Kachu also likos keneged erva so, even your own erva. Below yikre kushu orum, you can't read Kriya Shema when you're naked. Ad shichas erva so. Haisa chagura shel beged o'or osak amasa, afa pisha shagu for amuto likos Kriya Shema. Okay? If you have a belt or some kind of a wrapping, or a robe wrapping around your waist, okay, even though the rest of you, then it is mutter. Okay? But he also mentions that at the end, he says the problem of liboros erva, okay, and so that's taken care of by this belt. Okay? It should be liboros erva. Shucharach paskins this way, it's an ayin dalad sifalav, or chayim. Hayoshin aro metaliso, tzarach lochutz metalis, alibo, alibo, those kori. Mishum de libo, we paskin, not like that, Tana. We pass in liboros erva osir. Okay, so now the question becomes, so how does this play with the woman in the mikveh? Okay, before we get to that, let's look quickly at the Mishnah Berurah in the Siman Ayin Dalet of Cotton Aleph, 35. Hayoshin Aron, Hamachaber Tafel Shra Gemara, the Shom Shaykh Hailish Rabunyanenu, Hu Adin, Keshayoshin Bechalukan, Below Mech Nasayin. It's not only you're naked, if you're wearing, the Mishnah points out, even if you're wearing just a nightgown, a night robe, men used to wear those also. Wear like a night robe. So then below michtasayim, no pants. Okay, so then gamken dina hachi da asim divrei Torah, ol varach shum bracha, ad shi yad bik biyad av aksonis b'makom alev, ol lamata v'libo, te she hefsek ben libo le'erva. you got to cling it in such a way that there's some separation, there's no straight line, so to speak, from your heart to the Makom Erva. Okay? And Sukkot and Dali writes, because the Erva Beria Tali Rachmana, Kedesiv Lo Yira Becha Erva Zdover. And Lira applies by the heart. It's the Libi Ra Pasin Kohelis, Libi Ra Harbi Chachman. Olofir Rachmer Chachman is there. Okay? Now, you add, it's important, to, like I said before, there are two issues here. Vida, Tafilo im libo mechusa bebeged lahafsik bein ala erva, still, tzorach te erva so gamke mechusa. You know what I'm saying? You need both. The erva has to be covered and has to be no straight, direct line from the heart to the erva. You mentioned that point. Even if he's wearing a beged to drop, but the erva still has to be mechusa. Vimu megule skima harbech harm the osli kros ben haTorah filo mechusa batal it's gamal rosho ve'ainav shloy chaliros it doesn't matter shari lam latiras erbes dover el loyer becha kolma she mechus ben shloy chalaros afilo acher. You were saying it goes back to what I said before. There are two issues: this issue of the erva itself being exposed, and this issue of libo roas erva. That's the Mishnah was pointing out here. And just to wrap in the milsim. Pritah here in 36, the Bir Halacha there in Orchayim Tzimun Ayin Dal, Tzimbalav, Nachnipo Hagdom and Primagodin. Okay, and he says, this is important to understand. Dak Yadin Isser Erbom Vursim and Zevet Tzimun Ayin Hei, Nechlek Chamisha Halakim. There are five issues, he says, the Shabur says, the Bir Halacha. Eino Roa Erboso, Aleph, Beis, Libo Roa Erboso, Egon Shulek, Bechalak Blimich Nasayim, Uvli Ezor, as was a belt, Okagon Shohayah Mushkov Aram was lying naked, Tachas and Chasa tucked under the blanket, and he stuck his head out and so on, like we said. Gimel Giloy Erva, where the Erva itself is visible. Kagon, Shohol Beisa Aram. Afshotzi Rosh Alechutz Labayis. Let's say you're standing in the house with no clothes on, and you open the window and stick your head out. So now there's a separation, right? Begam Liv Mechusa Begin, Lekam Mishum Eino Veliberos Erva. Still, in Kose, Yesh Kadis Mishum Giloy Erva. Dalad ain't a roa service chavero. You see someone else there, and libero ervas chavero because of proximity. Anyway, those are the situations. So the Beis Yosef there says, this is going to now relate to us. The Beis Yosef there in Orchaim Simonai Dalad, those Dalad 37 writes, Kosav Orchos Chaim. Okay, it says in the Orchos Chaim. That's the Rishonim. I looked at the Rav for Orchos Chaim until I saw one of this in Shulchan that says that Orchos Chaim. It doesn't appear, so I couldn't find it. But the Beis Yosef quotes in Orchas Chaim, because my nearest anoshim yicholos levarach ulispala kashen levushos chacholok afal pishein mafsikos lamatam nechaze. Okay, levisher vason lamatam aod. He says this din of liboros erba Orchas Chaim says doesn't apply to women. Well, I gave you a whole background, but now we're going to come to the neither question, right? Yeah, the Orchas, the Beis Yosef quotes Orchas Chaim that a woman it's not an issue because their erva, it's like we said when you're sitting, the physiologically their erva is low down. The ain libo roas erva, okay, and the heart doesn't see that there's a straight line. It's not because the erva is further under, so to speak, right? So therefore, it's no problem. And velobin and tuchos bekarka, like the only time we said by the nida case that she is sitting, that's when she has no clothes on. Kadesha tiskas ervosam. Again, I'm emphasizing there's two issues. There's the erva shouldn't be exposed, and you have an issue of liboros erva. So we saw by the chala case, she sit, who'd we quote? The Rashbo says to fold her legs, right? That's to cover the erva, it's not to take care of liboros erva problem. Liboros erva is not a problem by women, according to the Orchas Chaim. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the first part. Applying the Gemara,
yeah,
covering up the
Erva. Yeah.
I feel like it's a good thing to say there's a difference between covering up the Erva and Libra's Erva.
Well, but we saw that pretty much everybody said that there are two issues. Orchas Chaim is just saying it doesn't apply to women. Libra's does not apply to women.
That Gemara is referring to cover up the Erva, not Libra.
The Gemara by neither.
But the argument was that you can't necessarily compare Libra's Erva and seeing the Erva.
Yeah, okay.
Because I guess
right.
You still say there's a straight line between the Erva and the Leaf. Regardless of the fact that it's different.
Yeah, matters. Okay, that's correct. We could say that. But that's the Orchas Chaim. Most do it. Orchas Chaim is going to be. But the Beis Yosef quotes it. The Ravid in by us in Hilchos Nida, the Baalei Nefesh and Shaar Atzilus and Gimel, disagrees with Orchas Chaim. And he says, seems to say that's the way they learn the Ravid. Hilchot Tzwichel of Orch Mekamin, the Tifshos Begodel. Okay, she has to take, before she takes off her clothes. Pashta ad shalom borcha, bercha, nichnes mam ad savar borcha, so dafka mam achur, mam atzlum lo ad shiachar savar agla. He seems yes to be worried about libor zarba. Okay, that's how they're going to learn it. We'll see. So if you look there in Hilchos Kriyishma, in Aruch Chaim Sefer Ayin Dalet, Sif Dalet, the Mechaber quotes, Yesh Misha Omer. That's the Aruch Chaim, that he quoted in the Beis Yosef. Yesh Misha Omer, Sh'anoshim Yicholot Levoruch L'Espal, Krishan Levushos Acholot. Afal Pish, Ein Mafsikos L'mat Ve'aleh. Now there are more than adds, V'im Hein Arumos, then Sorach Shtei Erva Shalahan Tochus Bekarko, Shevis Al Shah Dover. Da'az Ein Liban Roi, Erva Shalahan. Hashem Kach Be'ish. Okay, so the Mechaber quotes this Yesh Misha Omer. So, based upon this, to come back now to Hilchos Nida, the Bach in our Siman, in Yerodeah Siman Reish, Hosala 40, the Bach by us says, the Kevin de Betamuda Muchach Lehedadiki Sur Leisha Bomenes Vishum Libur Zaherba, Behocha Mashmi Kol Divre Aposkim. That's the Aruch Chaim. He said the Aruch Chaim is a Das Yochid, and we don't know what his riyas are, and nobody else seems to hold it. Everyone else is concerned about Libor HaZeher by women also, and therefore we can't be Mekel. And he says, and even the Shulchan Aruch, he says in Siman Ayin Dalet, this is the Bach by us, in Yerodeh Siman Reish, even the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Ayin Dalet, Siv Dalet, 39, he doesn't paskin like him, he just says, lo pasuk kamos v'stam, ala kosuk yesh misha omer ka. He quotes it a Yesh Misha Omer, okay, but that's not the accepted accepted view. That's what he says. And Rahochi Naktinan, the Ein Chilik Ben Aruma Levein Loveshes Cholok Im Loev Sika Bekisa Lamata, okay, Milibra Dasur Al Kain Tzricha Isha. And therefore, what's the upshot? The Bach by us Al Kain Tzricha Isha Levarach Ba'Oda B'Mayim Kishem Achurin. When they make the bracha, either shit, the waters have to be, you know, kind of murky, dirty waters. O lilbosh chalukah, or if she wear her garment, v'lasum yodea ala chalok lamata v'liba. Close your hands, so to speak. Make a belt, so to speak, out of your hands. Close your hands on the garment underneath her chest, underneath her heart. Ki oz habi hafsaka b'kisu chalukah bein liba l'erbos. So the Bach says that we don't rely on the Aruch Chaim, and we say it's a problem for women also, so therefore they should go ahead to either, you know, have a belt on, or obviously in the water, to put your hand, you know, move your hands there. And the Mishnah Berurah.
Do you consider the upper part of a woman's body to be erva or
no? Not for this purpose. Okay.
So crossing your arms is
not it? Yeah, the crossing arms doesn't have to go over the chest, over the breast, doesn't have to be. It's to make a separation between the upper and lower. That's what it's doing. Okay? Back there in Aruch Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah, again, there's no Mishnah. What's that?
What I
meant, sorry. No, just the Bach said we don't rely on Aruch Chaim. Okay, we said there is a concern of Libor HaZeherba, so the woman should put her hands, right? Either makes it be unclear water, you know, with this, or Lasum Yadel, Achalak Lamata Maliba, under her heart, so that becomes a separation. Okay?
But not because that part.
Not because that part itself doesn't have to cover
that
her chest.
That's also water, right?
Yeah. Right, but you have to make a separation still between the lab and the right, so the hand. But not to cover, it's not a matter of covering her chest.
Yeah.
Okay, now, the Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Ayin Dalet, it's called Tezayin, in Aruch Chaim, obviously. Mishnah Berurah says, quotes, Vabacholik, the swara de gam be'isha bin avsokar bin lev le'erva. Afilika she'esh al-malbush, even if she's dressed. Again, even if the issue is not the exposure of the erva, and he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'ayin biyoredei siman reish, the maska tazah shach sham delafim asher pasuk shulchan aruch po, the ain shach isha libaros erva mutaris levarach birchas hatvila kishu medes b'soch hamayim af shi adayin aruma mishum gile erva, because ain bezeh the hamayim. I'm sorry, mishum gile erva ain bezeh the hamayim not shom kemo kisui." V'yosa tov she aliba l'malam in amayim. Okay, it's better that she, you know, she can be outside the water. The water itself makes it into a break, which you can do. Does that shar off beish? Oh, she techabeg zrosel lahavsik ben liba l'erva, or she'll hug herself, so to speak, you know, to make that distinction. Okay, b'chein pasuk chosalam v'huad dinim avcheres pragleil. Okay, she can kick things around And he also mentions, it's not done today, but in Yesh Od Nashim Arumos Omdus Veis Until a Pasha to Tzvicha Beis HaBrocha Lachs B'nei B'guf Men. Obviously, if the other women are out, they don't close on, so she has to look the other way also. We don't do that today. It's not, men go to the mikveh, Erev Shabbos. I don't know, if you go to American Heritage, you saw Erev Shabbos, you go to these mikvahs, it's like a, you know, it's like an assembly line. Two sets of steps and men coming down. They could be, it's not the most sanitary thing, I suppose. There could be as many as 5 or 10 people pick for once. Just go through, dump, help. Anyway, but that's what he mentions over there. This business of Mechabe Gufo, yeah.
Do you say Mechabe in general? Like when it's not, you know, let's say she wants to be a brocha shahako. Let's say a woman comes out of the shower and she puts a robe on. She's not wearing
it. So she should wear a belt of some sort, yeah. According to Mechabe. But again, remember that the Shulchan Aruch is, look back at 39. The Shulchan Aruch is not talking about neither.
So when
the
says, "Oh, it seems like he's going to only see Machmir Nida, but like
right." Well, again, I don't know. In other words, again, the Shulchan Aruch is makel by brachos and davening also, as long as she's wearing something to cover the erva. But even though there's nothing between the erva and the heart and the erva, right? So then she's wearing a belt or something like that, or some kind of a thing. Okay, for other brachos too, that's what he's talking about. The Mishabrua quotes, I mean, the Chumar of the Shach Nataz. Is it that Dafka by Nida they said about other things? And the Bach rejects it over there too. Bach rejects it all, yeah, but Bach rejects it all together. Again, the Ramon doesn't disagree here. Okay, that's striking. Ramon does not disagree. I think there's room to make all, yeah. Okay? Right. The issue of Mechabek as a goof, and the Mishavur Rabbi, Shahar Chonim is Kimel Pesach HaShulchan Aruch. Most of the Chonim do accept the Shulchan Aruch, that's what he says. Mishavur says it first, then begins to Zion. Not Tomat Nida, Tomat the Naruch Chaim. Okay, now, the idea of Mechabek as a goof, I think the earliest is Rabbi Yonah, writes it on the Rif, and Brachos Tezan and Beis, about Tzlulim, and clear water and so on. The Gemara says, Yakir and Baraglov, you should kick up... bubbles and dirt and so on and so forth. Okay. Umay de lo omrishim de enaros menesha kevin sha goof omrishim hamayim hamayim atzma mechatzitza beinei ve'erva v'afapishem tzul aval alev kishon betocham as the eyes are not a problem. The eyes are by definition above the water. Okay, but the heart is in the waters and there is a problem. L'ficha k'yesh lizar b'shar sham betoch hamayim hamayim tzulim shum yir tzalikros kriyash v'adir v'tor sh'yas ha'afsoka mi'beged bein hat mi'beged Bein Aleva Erva, Omer Bnei Tzarfas. He quotes Rabbi Bnei Tzarfas. Okay, what exactly they were? Sheim HaAdam Mechabe Gufo B'Zro Sov Dainin Aleik Havsoka Vegan Amutar. He mentioned about the Chovik Esrako. So now, with all this background, we can come to the Shulchan Aruch here. By us, it's only one sif. The Simon Reish Sif Aleph Kishe Poshetes Malbushel. According to the Mechaber. When she takes off her clothes, because she omedes bechaluka, just has a robe on, tevarech, asher kitshan sosan al tfila, then the tishav chaluka v'tipo. So the chaber follows the rova rishonim, number one, that the bracha is done beforehand, like all other cases. The Gemara and Pesachim, that's only tfilas hager. Okay? Now, v'im lo berchaz, if she didn't, then tevarech la'achar shetikonis ad zavar b'mayim. Then she can make the bracha because she's still doing the mitzvah. Mitzvah extended. You know that's another thing. There's some mitzvahs. Let's say I forgot to make, supposed to make the elation of the sukkah before the mitzvah of sukkah. Let's say in the middle of lunch, I forgot to, we came home, made kiddush, I forgot to make elation of the sukkah. Make it then. Why? Because the mitzvah nimshechus. Even the Rambam agrees to that. A mitzvah nimshechus. If you have a mitzvah that's one and done, let's say the tilth lulav, be the agbe nafak be. So you take the lulav and then you're done. I realize to make a bracha. Too late. There's a shita, there's a zeruah. There's a zeruah, you can make it afterwards. But the Rambam doesn't seem to hold like that. Okay, the mitzvah is one and done. Okay, a one-time thing you're done, that's it. But if it's a mitzvah of sheches, it goes on. So here, the Mechaber is saying, if you didn't make the bracha before going in, okay, you're still in the water, all right, so then, tevarach l'achar shekhanas ad tzavar mayim, b'meim tzlulin, if it's clear water, ochar ton baragla v'vareches. So that's the Mechaber passing, like most of the robe of the Rishon. However, there are more ends, I go, no, b'yesh omrim shelo tavarech ad achar atvila. Okay, that's what we saw in the Bahag, and it mentions here Ramban. I think the parenthesis that should say Ravan. There was certain, that was the sin of the Ravan we had back, what was that? In number, 13 Shemitahs. So I think it's a printing error. Maybe they corrected in subsequent editions, but it's the Ravan. Anyway, Ramon is choshes of other Rishonim, or follows of other Rishonim. V'chein no'agin shal achar tzila bo'medes o'do medes tochamayim, machsis atzma big do b'chalukam v'arechis. Ramon says that's the meaning, when she's still in the water, okay, still staying in the water, she covers herself with her robe or some other thing, and she makes the bracha. Yeah.
Ruth mentioned before on this topic that you could also have your lathe above the water, and the water
then what itself be there.
Then you need to cover that upper area.
So that's what you asked before. I don't remember whether that's considered for the woman herself an erva for this. For example, we said the Rebbe is not. I'm not sure if it's an erva for bracha for herself. Well, someone else's would be, but I'm not sure. I have to check. Okay, I have to check. Now, I'm not sure. So anyway, so the Ramah mentions, anyway, it's Machokas Mechavim Ramah, based on those Rishon that we saw earlier. So it's interesting, the Shlah, Shara Osios Os Kuf Kedusha Sazivog, that's number Shin Pei in this volume, edition 44, writes, B'birchas Tvila Yesh Machokas, Ima Isha Tvila Kodama Tvila La'akar Shetalam Tvila, okay, then we saw that. I saw a certain Talmud Chacham who said like this, okay? He told his wife, "Sh'la'achar she'titpo kol gufo pam achas, go in, dunk, ta'asa bracha, make the bracha, la'achar she'tevorach, titpo pam shenis." Be told a second time. U'bazeh ta'asa kedushi yaseir, v'tiyot tizgam ken l'shnei adeyes. So a lot of women do that, no? They dunk twice. How many of the people dunk three times? I think somebody, Sean, forgot to already mention it. Three times, seven times, that's
it. Oh,
Sefer Haredim.
A lot of
children says it. Of course, Sefer Haredim. Three times? Or seven? Three. I think it's such a shit. Good. But anyway. Also, you wrote
something to say?
Something.
What do you say like that? Is that
the name? Yeah, I think so. I think it's printed in the mikveh there on the wall. Anyway, but be that as it may, so the Shalom mentions this practice. The Chavos Yoyer, without quoting the Shalom, the Chavos Yoyer is a little later than the Shalom, but not much. The Chavos Yoyer and Tshuva Sim Kuf Pei Aleph takes note there was such a minig as well in 45. Acharkach Nodeli Shekzas Noshim Nogus Kain Omevorchos Ala Tvila Bein Shnei HaTvilos. Amarti, well, if that's what they do, Achein Noda Adover Shnispashit HaMinig. They suffix man abrocha kibbutz Torah shomar gadeis and rage. Can't ask the isha shalom. Can't answer a chalach zulipa. Okay. Anyway, he says that it's. But the problem is, remember we learned this. Wasn't there a statement in the Tosefta? Here, so that's the shalom. I think that's widely observed. Okay, but the there's a Tosefta in Mikvos. Perik Hey Halacha Yud. Perik Yeah. Hatovo pamayim b'mikvah raise maguna. Remember that? That was we had a few of those things that raise maguna. One was reaching somebody, and one is jumping in. Remember, kofetz. Remember that. So one of them was a tovah pamayim b'mikvareis. We're going to Rabbi Passman's that way. Parak alav milchus mikvaos alav tes. A tovah pamayim b'mikvareis and maguna. So what kind of ma'aseh chasidus is this? Midas chasidus is the shlok boats, the chavis yor boats, the minig. It's a nice minig to take care of that problem. It runs you in a different problem. You jump from the frying pan into the fire. Okay, you're taking care of the suffix brochas issue. Who we passing like him? Those machokas Rishonim, machokas Mechavim Naamot. But you're running into a different problem. And the Rivosh, which last time I printed the whole Rivosh, here just one line. Chuvas Rivosh from Reish Tzadi Gimel. He says the reason behind the Rambam and that Tosefta Mikvos is that Chayin Tova Pamayim Kunch Tova Karoy Lama Chozu Tova Yichashu Sheino Tova Lahakir. People won't realize where you're doing. They'll think you need Kavana. Okay. You'll think you'd have kavanah the first time, the different problems. Okay, or they were just going in to cool off, and that wasn't good enough, and that really is good enough. Remember, we say you're going to jump in, it's also okay. You don't want to mislead the public, that was the concern. So the Netziv has a tshuva, 49, tshuva is Meshiv Dover, Chelik Bey Simon Lamed Zayin, the tshuva is the Netziv. He writes, Mizeh Mubin Pershrit Olipol Bapayim Pazach, he says, Yes, Akasha. He writes, no, Ein Isur Maguna El Ba'ofen Shekvar Yotza. The concern, says the Netziva, not going twice means not dunking twice when he came out already and then going back in. He's still in the water. You can doubt. He's still in the water. He said the whole concern of a tova pamayim b'mikveh areiz emeguna in that Tosefta, that Rambam, says the Netziva, as long as you came out. Why? Because Mashenu came kolzman shom b'mikveh. That doesn't apply when you're standing in the mikveh. Netziva, right? Why? Because zilbas a time at arivosh. Look at that rivosh. I quote al rivosh we had the other day. But the rivosh of that time is of the echashu she'ena tova alahakir. They'll think you only went into cool off. Bim yiga b'tumah v'kachim. You surah the lobay kavana. Where we paskin, remember that for isha labayla, we had this last time, right? Last week we said isha labayla doesn't need kavana because chulin. Therefore, even if she falls in, falls off the bridge or whatever, right? And it jumps in, it's okay. But for kachim, you need kavana. Remember that? For kachim, you need kavana. So people are going to see if she comes out and handles kachim and taras, they'll think she just went in to cool off, and they'll think surim's a little bit kavana. And adra, because she was a chozu v'tova, lama chozu v'tova. Why is she going in again? Mistama, because the first time she didn't have kavana. Mishum hachi tova b'shenis, who mechavim mizayeg the boy kavana. Therefore, the only problem is when she came out completely. She could have theoretically been osing pataras then. It would lead to the problem and the confusion. But if she's still in the water, it's not a problem. You get to hear what the Netziv is saying. He's saying the whole concern, it's not a steer. The shalosh practice, or the Chamisyar quotes of the minigrid in his time, that the woman immersed twice, is not a contradiction to this Tosefta, because that's only when you came all the way out. We say they immerse twice, I mean, they dunk twice. They don't come in and out. Okay? Now, there's an interesting thing, having said this about what people are going to think. So the Pesach Tshuva, 50, right? The Tzivkot Nalef here in Sim Reish. He writes, quotes the Tshuva's Hara Carmel. Shekos of the Af B'mokum She'enogin Kel and Abrichas Kodama and Levorchas Kodama Tfila. Even those who make the Brocha before going in, like the Mechaber. Hainu Dafka B'chol. It's interesting. He says, on Shabbos, the concern is, everybody, he said, everybody agrees you got to make the bracha afterwards. Or prior to the tefillah belachash. Whisper it quietly. What's going on? So, why should Shabbos be different? So the answer is because, remember, by Shabbos, the reason you're allowed to go into the mikveh, when we have the Gemara Beitz Daf Ches, is because people think you're cooling off. They won't know that you're going in for mikveh purposes, right? If you make a brocha, you gave yourself away, right? If you make the brocha before going in, you gave yourself away. Unless you say it very soft, like you said, or you make it after you come out, game over. You follow? And that's what it looks like. It's an interesting Pesach Tshuva. If you look at Hilchos Shabbos, in Shin Chav Gimel of Or HaChaim in Siv Zayin, he's talking about Tefillas Kelim. It's Mutar Lahat B'Klichorosh Atal Tefillah B'Yesh Olzim. Okay, can you talk about Kelim on Shabbos? The Mechaber is a Machlokas. B'Yesh Shamayim, what you do is, give it to a guy and then use it. It doesn't need Tefillah. And there are more ads, if it's a Kli that you can draw water with, a bucket or pail or some kind of pitcher you can draw water with, then you malada my mikveh also tefillah. Fill it up with the water and take it out, and guess what? Everyone's thinking you're just scooping the water out of the well, okay, for your needs. What's the issue? Here's the Mishnah Berurah elaborates. Mishnah Berurah there, well, not the Berurah, Mishnah Berurah just says, but ain't a mevarach. It's got a lot of ain't a mevarach. Da'az ain't a muchach shows l'shem tefillah. But the Berurah elaborates, so koshali, dim kain. I guess the Mishnah Berurah did not see this Pesach Tshuva b'shem Har HaKarmel. Okay. Well, he doesn't say don't make a bracha. He just says don't make a bracha before. But still, anyway, there is this issue. Okay. And he said, I found a tour from the Shushus Yaakov, and he said, according to Armin, you make the bracha after tefillah, there's no problem. It's not noticeable. But the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, that's well and good according to Armin, but it's a problem according to the Mechaber. Anyway, so that's that issue. Finally, Getting back to the clear water issue. So that's a big machlokas. The Drisha in Siman Rei, which on the tour here. Me'ate bosi ladun al minig anoshim shalom shemavarchos ala tfila ba'odo omedes aruma besoch hamayim below ma'achros hamayim. The Drisha said, let's talk about this practice. What have they make the brachon in the water and they don't kick up and splash around and cause dirt to come in. It says, the lav shaper avdi. They're not doing the right thing. Even though they put their, hand, what do you call it? Hug yourself with your hand. And he says, Pshita, if you mash your customer, Mordechai Yafa, Beshokhan Ar Shalom, that's the Lavush. Hatam Shetzorach, Lizachon, Kedeshol Yeh Liban Roe Ervasan. So if that's the only concern you have, you're right. So then, Mahani Chibuk Zroosan. I will say, no, it's not the only problem. The Beisha Leka Liba Roe Ervasan. There's no problem with Liba Roe Ervasan anyway. Okay? Like the Orchis Chaim said. So, Imishu Hai Chashoshal and Tzvichan, Lochir is mine, but Lochir is also on. Ela Haina Tamid, Tzvichal of Isha's Chalo, Lochir is mine, Mishum Kavar Hashchina. The whole purpose is a lack of respect. It's a lack of cover to be there without, and therefore he holds that a Mayim Tzluim that wasn't kicked up. Good, she folded her hands, but that's not the folding hands he holds. That's if your only concern was Liboroa Se'erba, but there's the issue of the erba being exposed as well. And he says, in Mayim Tzulim, it's considered exposed. Okay? But both the Taz, it's called Gimel, and the Shach, and it's called Aleph here in Eretz Siman, Siman Reish, disagree. Okay? And the Taz gives a good summary of the Drisha Shita in Sukkot and Gimel. Let's look at it quickly. B'drisha herch b'din zeh, because of shenoshim shalom v'orchas atfilu ba'odim mayim arumos, the naked below ma'achri amayim, lav shaper avdei, av shem mechabkin zo sem agufon. Okay? And he says, that's Maram Mi, that's Mordechai Yafa, that's Elbush. He says, but by a woman he holds like the Orchas Chaim, that ain't, there's no problem of liboros here by women. Okay, and he says Nira Shanosh Michal's Rochlas Balchin Lavus Mechalukon. Alpha Misha Aim of Sikus Lamato. All right, the only concern is the Kisu Erba, is the visibility of the Erba, and he writes the Labor Charalosus came make Kvod Hashchina, and therefore folding your hands doesn't do anything for that purpose. However, the Taz disagrees with the Drisha. He says Anis Daiti Nira Danosh also came Bechir Daim Hemos Was Yafa. The woman doing the right thing, it's good. Okay, says the Taz. All right, and as long as your waters are clear, that's what you have to do. But he mentions, truthfully speaking, the Taz says, even if the water is tzulin, but there's a separation, especially again physiologically with women, the erva is lower down. So he says, even without that, making the waters achurin, you can be Yotze. It's better to do it. And that's the Shach and Siman Aleph. You read the writers. The Shach and Siman Aleph also writes, Achshav Nogu Shalom Chasam Sos Maklal, Ulevarach, they make the bracha in the water. The Karl and Tag Adrisha, the Drisha complained about it, against it. And he says that, we Paskin Libor Ras ever perhaps doesn't apply to women. And he writes toward the end of his paragraph, Nashim Chachmon, Nashi Didan, Nashim Chachmon, Yosvein, Sikhan Yosvein, they don't know what they're doing. And Levadah, the preacher, they came and said, Einam Chutz Lamayim, Mistaka Lachutz Lekim Shum Gili Erba. You can't see, you look straight ahead, right? There's no problem, Gili Erba. And he said, where does this come from, this idea of Kavar Hashchina and so on? So he rejects it also. Bottom line of the Shach and the Taz do both say, you can just stand in the water and finish. The minig is that they do cover themselves, cover with the arms. I think that's enough. Stand up to your neck and then cover yourselves with the kibichoshish for that. Okay?
You should have to try him out, right?
What? Well, it's not much Shapiro, really, at the end.
But there's his man.
Yeah, that's the minig. Defends the practice of women.
That's the way, doesn't
he? He suggested, right. He said, they're better. They're still talking. The Taz also. Okay? Yeah. The Pesachim and Sikhot and Gimel raise another issue. I'll just point out because it's not so much by us anyhow. When the water was heated,
he raised a problem. I remember, I just printed this on the page there, but he said it becomes like a merchatz and there's zuoma and smoke and steam and so on and so forth. So then it's like a din of a merchatz, and maybe you shouldn't make a bracha there at all. That's what the Yaakov Emdek writes, the more we've seen it, this commentary on the tour. The base of Tzvila, the Dan, she wrote some Gamke and Bacham and Pshita, and also the Gamma, the Baruch Hashem. He has a din of a base of merchatz, but that's not true by us anymore. Okay, I don't have that anymore. There's not steam, there's not zuoma there, it's not an issue. Okay, the last thing I printed, the last page, was a kala using the mikvah the first time. She make shechiyonu. So the chidua, the shiur of bracha here by us, it's in race who called Aleph, right? Yesh bokom shalom mahani nashi ka kala b'zul rishon akorom achok b'varach shechiyonu. And he said there was such a practice, but now it's not widespread at all. And to a rilem, and kais lo insa kosom yinu yedrish v'seter, it's not brought down, therefore I close the minute, we shouldn't do it. Yodim the ain l'varach in the yivachol ben. Don't have the young way to do that. Chassam Sofer, and it's Shulban Chelek Arachayim, it's in Nun Hei, okay, has asked the question, Minim Bekomo, Shakalos, Shekovela, Tzilu Rishona, and so on, Baruch HaShechiyanu, and the Chassam Sofer, you know, supports it, or he defends the Minim. Okay, the number of different things, when they do Mitzvah for the first time, he talks about Baruch HaShechiyanu for the first time, and at the end he writes, Ophizei, Yeshomet, Aminim, Delashim, Be'iro, Shavarcham, Whenever one does a mitzvah for the first time, or man does a mitzvah for the first time, he should make a shechiyanu. That's what he says, he defends it. You want to see all the shittas, and the last thing I printed was part of the tshuva, where you say, Yechavadas can be similar to Allah. He said, even though Chassam Sofer writes, Kol Mishin Ischana, Filuchi Mitzvah, Bar Shechiyanu, he quotes that many, Rabbasik at the end, he quotes the Marsham, and the others based on the rabbin which was Perandor, say we don't say Shechiyanu, and therefore that's a more widespread practice. At the best of my knowledge, the Kabbalah does not say Shechiyanu. The only bracha she'll say is, or anybody will say, is the bracha too. Okay? Ad kan. All right, so this is, give me another minute or two, internal minute or two. Okay, this one to.